Good day. We went out there, and it was more specific to third down today. We had some third down pressure period, and then a third down session and 7-on-7, and then a repeat of first and second and third down team session at the end. Took out a team run session, took out some individual. It's the third day in a row of practice, so just to be more specific based on situation was the intent today, and then getting them off their feet a little bit to come back next week.
After 3 days, are you happy with the start of phase three?
I am. I think, we're finding out about each other as far as the tempo of how practice should be run. And, but guys are competing now. You're seeing it on both sides of the ball. And, that's always a good thing.
How's it look compared to the first week last year?
It feels better to me. It does. It feels like, more of a presence, I think. It definitely feels defensively. You feel it more like the guys really understand the responsibilities. And, I think what I'm challenging more now is to hold each other accountable. I'd like to feel that part of it out on the field. Offensively, for where we're at with a new offense and the amount that's in, I feel really good. Compared, I don't know how it compares. I just know they're picking up pretty good right now. And when you talk to the guys about the offense, they're excited about it.
Who does that accountability come from with guys like Sendarek and Roy out? And I guess because of those guys being out, are you surprised to see where the defense is?
Yeah, I think it's, guys take advantage of their opportunities. We're seeing really good things from Ziggy, Tyson, those guys. I think Jared Audrey has done a nice job the last couple of days. We're seeing some things from him. So I don't put it on. I mean, obviously a guy like Sendarek's a strong leader for us and Roy, but we're really challenging all of them. I think the accountability part where you challenge each other and, to know, hey, we have a standard that we're creating and anything less is unacceptable. And if a team or a unit can have that within, it's that much stronger. And I think that's the step we need to take.
Are you guys sticking with no team drills for Wisniewski until training camp?
Yeah, right now that's it. The idea is that he won't be cleared until, or he might be cleared, but he's on return to play, I think.
So Bolenko gets all those first team reps.
He'll get it, yes.
How has he responded to that?
It's been good, and I love Wiz because he's helping him. He's been in the system before, so it gives him an opportunity to really watch Bo and to help him, and they're feeding off each other, and we'll see what takes place in training camp.
Does Greg's offense ask more of the center pre-snap?
Yes. Calls and, pointing out the mic protections, the communication. I think the communication along the whole front offensive line is elevated. What we're asking them.
How does Ryan Davis' role change with the situation with Dante at all?
Well, I think as far as a Leo, but we still have high expectations of him with third down, and an inside rusher like he's done. And he's been coming back, getting a couple reps now from his deal. So, see how he falls into place with the Leo position.
How's Cooper look this week? Have you noticed him at all?
Yeah, I noticed. I think he's figuring things out. I think he's, he's getting limited reps. But, the reps he's out there, he's doing pretty well. I'd say he's still, he's learning, though.
Corky give you a scouting report?
No, I haven't yet. I should. There's no doubt.
Hey, I'd like putting more emphasis on the running game this year. Is there a percentage that you want to run 50-50?
No, I don't know. You get caught into that. You'd like to be 50-50, obviously, as a team, or, it might be a little bit more pass. I think just the emphasis, it's really hard. Generally, OTAs, it's hard to emphasize the run.
Yeah.
You're out there in no pads, and you go, well, so OTAs generally becomes, it's a passing 7-on-7 or a team pass session. Mm-hmm. Well, what I like about what we're doing is we're getting garbage cans out there and we're going through every run blocking scheme and the communication takes place. Mm-hmm. So, well, it's a great emphasis to our players. Hey, we can't go, we're not going to line up and go against each other 3 periods a day, but we can get all these things done. And I think it's really sending a message to the team that the run is important. It's easy to talk about it, but that part demonstrates it.
What has the defensive free agents kind of brought
that's new to the team? You know, you see Sergio out there kind of being really vocal,
yeah,
bringing some swagger.
Well, they all have different personalities. You know, Audric's a guy that just lines up and plays. You know, Scooter, he's already had a big presence. I talked about Leroy the other day on special teams, just about his presence as a guy that, you know, is trying to lead our special teams, be that guy. And I see Scooter talking to Leroy a lot, pulling him aside, because Scooter was that guy as far as a special teams player. So his impact with Leroy, Leroy talked to me today about it. So that part, House, you know, as a corner, you know, has a standard. He knows what it should look like, and he's bringing that to the whole group. So, yeah, I think they've been really good as far as that. They're kind of feeling their way around the team and how much they can add. And, you know, no one wants to say too much initially until they prove it. But they've all handled it really well.
On the coverage side, Gus, Sampa, the individual team drills.
Yeah, now today he showed up. I thought today he had a pretty good day. You know, I saw him come out of the hole, you know, and make a play. So he jumped out to me today. You know, where the other 2 days I saw him, but I saw him play fast, and it showed up.
Special teams, you talked about, you know, Bell Cowell and stuff like yeah. that. But overall, you ranked pretty low last year in special teams. How are you planning on improving that?
Well, I think that when you're always looking for speed and length, I think people would consider us a pretty fast special teams unit. I think where we need to improve is get length. You know, guys that have length and more of it. And that's what I think you'll see, like guys like Scooter, you know, on special teams. Obviously, a guy like Leroy, you know. But when you can put those two things together, I think it'll help out. And then we need returners. You know, we need some returners to stand up for us. I think Brian has really punted well. I know the other day when he was punting, you know, he's, what, 5'4 hang time. And, you know, he was doing well. So, you know, we'll see.
Is there any leader in the clubhouse as far as returns?
Well, I don't know. I'm hoping what I see from Ace, you know, as a wide receiver, shows up as a punt returner. And same thing, Tannen Doss. You know, he showed some really good things last year until he got hurt. So, you know, guys like that. And then the Grant kid, you know, he's a special teams guy, returner. He's got great speed. So I think that, you know, so, and Green, you know, Rashad that we drafted. He's got some return skills. So I think we've got guys in-house. We just got to find out who's going to step up.